Let's take another period to sit together. So find a posture that's comfortable and relaxed. How is it to be here now without any sense that things that you need to get anywhere or accomplish anything or be anything? Just to be here, to meet whatever is present for you right now, wholeheartedly, with kindness. So just feeling the sensations in the body, whatever you're aware of. Maybe there's tingling in the feet, pressure where your body touches the bolster or the blanket. Maybe some energy pulsing in your hands. Maybe some sensations in the chest or the internal organs. Opening too to the sounds around us. Letting the sounds come and go. Opening to more distant sounds. You might bring awareness to the sounds inside your own body. Maybe sounds of the inner ear. Sounds, digestion. Sounds of breathing. Include too any emotions, any mood that might be present. If there's some feeling of joy, feeling of sadness, just allow that to be present. Feel whatever sensations are here. You might imagine your awareness as being like a wide open sky. So this awareness of whatever's coming in through the senses, whatever bodily feelings, sounds, visual images, perhaps some tastes lingering from earlier, odors, and also whatever's coming in through the mind, whatever thoughts, ideas, opinions. So you might imagine that your awareness really is what knows all of these experiences, that knows the sounds, knows the images and the tastes and the smells and the thoughts. That your awareness is like an open sky that can hold whatever it is that comes up, and that everything that comes up is just like clouds passing through the sky. This is a poem called Breath by Kabir. Are you looking for me? I'm in the next seat. My shoulder is against yours. You will not find me in stupas, not in Indian shrine rooms, nor in synagogues, nor in cathedrals. not in masses nor kirtans, not in legs winding around your own neck, nor in eating nothing but vegetables. When you really look for me, you will see me instantly. You will find me in the tiniest house of time. Kabir says, "Student, tell me, what is God?" "He is the breath inside the breath." Kabir says, "Student, tell me, what is God?" "He is the breath inside the breath." So you might sit in this open awareness. Welcoming whatever guests come to visit. Bringing this quality of non-resistance, not resisting what is, meeting this moment just as it is, this breath, this sensation, this sound, this thought. If it helps you to be present, to be here, to counter the tendency for the mind to move off into thought, if it helps to focus on, just focus your attention on the on your breathing, just a simple awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath, that can be a support, a help to be here. Can you meet whatever you're experiencing right now with interest, with curiosity, with kindness? Can you meet this breath as a breath that you've never breathed before? Just experience the radical newness, freshness of this breath. Our tendency is to think, "Oh, I've breathed, I've been breathing all my life, I don't need to pay attention to my breath." And in a kind of an automatic way, we don't. The breathing happens naturally. But there's something about bringing awareness to this natural experience, this kind of automatic experience, that brings an aliveness, an awakeness, a presence. the quality that we bring or that we aspire to bring to our experience is often called a beginner's mind. It's a mind that is capable of meeting this moment as a new and fresh moment. One teacher said, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the experts, there are few. When we think we know the breath, this sensation, this moment, then there's not really any space to fully experience it. So we cultivate a beginner's mind. Meeting this moment anew, afresh, this breath. There are really two questions that we can ask ourselves, two central questions in meditation, and you might say in life as well. The first is, what am I aware of? What am I aware of right now? What am I experiencing? What am I noticing? Just this simple, what's present in this moment? What am I aware of? You know, it might be some tightness in the back or coolness, heaviness, any million different experiences, just to be aware, this is what's here right now. And the second question is, how am I meeting this experience? How am I relating to it? And if we're aware of our experience, this moment is like this, tightness or pressure or heat or tingling or sadness or whatever, just that's what's here. How am I meeting this experience? Often we're meeting our experience by tightening up around it, resisting it. Sometimes we're judging it, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this. A good meditator wouldn't feel this, wouldn't be experiencing this. You know, so easily judgment comes up or doubt comes up. And the invitation is just to meet whatever is here with acceptance, with kindness, with friendliness. Really with a quality of self-compassion. And if it's whatever you're experiencing is difficult, you can come back and put the hand, your hand on your chest or your belly, just acknowledging this is difficult or this is painful, and meeting whatever's present with kindness, with care, with love. Here is a poem about kindness, called Kindness, by Naomi Shihab Nye. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment, like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go, so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers, eating maize and chicken, will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to mail letters and purchase bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth.